What's inside will blow your mind.
And if it's from a box your Fazari's Pizza is served,
you came and picked up the pie you deserve.
Or it came to you in Clarkston from Fazari's Home Run.
Pick up or delivery, Fazari's.com will get it done.
So if you want to enjoy our food at home or work,
order a plain white box. But share, don't be a jerk.
Oh, boys, you make every belly happy in so many ways.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge, Fazari's Home Run on 15th, and both at Fazari's.com.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Well, we're now on the boys' half of this doubleheader broadcast. The DeSales boys, a tough weekend last weekend, losing a non-leaguer on the Irish floor Friday to Sunnyside Christian, the defending 1B state champions. And then they traveled to Kittitas on Saturday to take on a league opponent, and the defending 2B state champion, Irish boys, losing both of those games by wide margins. And they'll try to get some confidence back, get back on the winning side of things against the winless 8 Bulldogs. The Irish boys come in with a 5-6 conference record, in fourth place in the conference, 7-10 overall, and they're very solid as far as advancing to the district tournament, but they are tied for fourth place with White Swan heading into the final week of regular season play. Both teams with 5-6 records. White Swan is at Matheson. Excuse me, I keep looking at the wrong line there. White Swan is hosting Kittitas, so figures to lose that ball game. So the Irish should be able to break that tie. And then White Swan has two long road trips to end their season. Thursday, they come to College Place to take on Walla Walla Valley Academy. And then Saturday, right back here in Walla Walla to take on DeSales. So it looks like it's possible that White Swan, DeSales game to end the regular season, could be for fourth and fifth place in the conference. The boys, after tonight's game against Dayton, we'll take on Mapton on the road. Mapton's boys at the almost opposite end of the standings from their girls. Mapton's boys are 1-10 in the conference. And then the Irish boys, of course, finish up with White Swan. So the girls have a lot tougher schedule on the final weekend than the Irish boys do. The girls play two teams tied for first. The Irish boys play two teams, three, counting Dayton tonight, behind them in the conference. DeSales boys warming up to my right in the home white uniforms with the forest green trims. The Bulldogs with the maroon jerseys trimmed in yellow with white numbers warming up to my left under head coach Will Hutchins, star player at Dayton, went on to play at Washington State University. Very good ball player. He's talking with first-year head coach Nick Hazeltine. So a couple of talented young coaches in the conference visiting down to my right. We'll talk about how Dayton has played recently when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
It's resolution time. Let Grocery Outlet help you stay on track with solutions for healthier living while making your dollars go farther, like protein bars, powders, and drinks for pre- and post-workout, plus whey protein, detox powders, and more, all at unbelievable prices. Shop Grocery Outlet for variety and savings.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales High School. The Irish boys warming up down to my right. On a two-game losing streak right now. The Dayton Bulldogs, still winless on the year, but they're playing much better. In their most recent game on the road at White Swan, always a challenging place to play, they were actually ahead of the Cougars 30-28 at the half before losing it 69-50. In their last four games, they have losses to Walla Walla Valley Academy 62-43, where they played very well. And then they played Kittitas and Tri-City Prep, the top two teams in the conference. Kittitas beat them 83-13. Tri-City Prep beat them 63-21. But Dayton has shown they can compete with teams that are near them in the conference standings. A look at the conference standings very quickly, top to bottom for the boys. Kittitas, 16-1 overall, 11-0 in conference play, number 5 ranked team in the state. Tri-City Prep is 10-1 and ranked number 11. Their only loss this year is to Kittitas. Liberty Christian at 8-3 is ranked number 13 in the state. DeSales is at 5-6. White Swan at 5-6. And Walla Walla Valley Academy at 4-7. So White Swan and Walla Walla Valley Academy, two recent opponents of the Bulldogs, and Dayton played both of them very tough. When these teams met back on December 19th, the Irish were very shorthanded. They won the game 56-41, which is actually the closest game the Bulldogs have had this season, I think, other than the fact that they were ahead of White Swan at the half. But DeSales was missing three seniors who are now starting for the Irish, Juan Montero and Joel Rodriguez. Their guard combo was on vacation, and Fisher Miedema, the 6'2 post player, was still recovering from a football leg injury. So that figures to make things tough on Dayton tonight. Hopefully the Irish won't overlook the Bulldogs. We'll be right back with the opening, or the starting lineup and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for a look at the starting lineup for tonight's Eastern Washington Athletic Conference boys game. Dayton Bulldogs head coach Will Hutchins announces the following starter, Junior Helm, a 6-foot senior. He had 17 points the last time these teams played, but he fouled out with 4 minutes left. In fact, the Bulldogs had four players foul out of that ball game and actually finished the game with only three players on the court due to the fact that their junior varsity players had used up all their quarters and Coach Hutchins found himself shorthanded. They had the JV game tonight, was only two quarters long. Jeff Pugh, a 6'3 senior, will start. Chris Andrews, a 6-foot junior. He had 11 the last time these teams played, but he fouled out as well. Taven Sini, a 6'1 sophomore. He also fouled out of that ball game. And Ben White, a 6'5 junior, also fouled out of that ball game. And that White Swan contest where they played very well actually led at the half. Helm had 14, Andrews had 12, and Finney had 10, and easily the best offensive night of the season for Dayton. For Nick Hazeltine, first year head coach, he will start Juan Montero, the 5'9 senior. I mentioned Juan did not play the first time these teams met. Connor Leahy, the 5'10 junior, will start. Joe Rodriguez, who also did not play the first time these teams met, will start. Matt Baumgart, 6-foot senior, will start. Matt had 13 points the last time these teams played. He had 10 in a hustling effort against a very good Kittitas team on Saturday. And then Fisher Meadham, the 6'2 senior. He's actually closer to 6'5. In fact, he stands in there with Ben White, who's listed at 6'5. And Fisher's going to be a tough guy for the Bulldogs to handle inside in this one. We're ready to go. Jim Sanders, one of the Blue Mountain officials, steps in, tips it up, throws it up, tipped into backcourt by Meadham to Juan Montero. Irish working to my right, 2-3 zone look for the Bulldogs. They get it inside quickly to Fisher Meadham, who lays it in. They pass it to the right wing. Fisher stuck from the left block to the right block and laid it in. Nice set play for the Irish to start the game. They lead it 2-0. On the right wing is Sini. Sini passes back out top to Dew. Irish playing to man. Dew throws it right to Rodriguez. Dew comes back. Rodriguez gives it off to Leahy, and Leahy is fouled by Andrews. Andrews' first foul, not a shooting foul, so Baumgart will inbound it under the Irish basket. Calls play Bruin, which is a lob to Meadham inside, and he puts it in. Fisher just elevated as much as he can. Nice little lob pass. Ball hopped in, hopped out, went right back in. So Fisher has four quick points. Pass on a give and go cut to Helm. Helm shot on the baseline, won't go. Rebound, Fisher Meadham to Rodriguez, ahead to Leahy. Leahy back to Joe Rodriguez, back to Leahy. Inside to Meadham. Meadham strip, Meadham fouled. So pounding it down low to Fisher Meadham. The fouls on Junior Helm is first, so two early fouls on the Bulldogs. Irish up 4-0, 7:03 to go, just underway first quarter. Baumgart will stand on the E, the final E of DeSales on the baseline. Inbound it to Rodriguez, back to Baumgart. Baumgart drives in, triple team, quadruple team. He has it stripped. Matt Baumgart got in there a little too deep, wanted to pass it to Fisher, but the Bulldog defense collapsed. Bulldogs get the ball out in the turnover and come the other way. Cini on the right wing with it. Drives baseline, cut off by Baumgart. Baumgart passed the helm down low, slapped out of bounds, last touch by DeSales. 19 on the shot clock. Taven Cini, 6'1 sophomore, inbound it under the Bulldog basket. Get into Andrews. Rodriguez on him. Rodriguez kicks it, or excuse me, Andrews tips it to White. Now up top, Helm. They'll reset the offense. Shot clock is at 10. Helm between the circles. Gets it to Andrews. He traveled. No call. Goes down the left side of the key and lays it in. The problem is he caught the ball and ran about three steps. Looked like Fred Flintstone. No call. Andrews lays it in. 4-2 Irish. Long cross-court pass to Rodriguez. Dumps it down low to Miedema. He puts it up and in. Fisher just going to be too big, too tough to handle for the Bulldogs. 6-2 DeSales, all by Fisher Miedema. Helm on the left wing to Andrews. Andrews drives baseline, met by Miedema. Andrews lays it in. So Chris Andrews, nice off-the-glass lay-in for the 6-foot junior over Miedema. Now Baumgart on the drive. He draws a contact, puts the shot up off the rim, won't go. And they'll say before the shot. So the Irish attacking the basket and the Bulldogs 3 early fouls. That one was on Ben White, who checks out. And Josiah White, 6-foot sophomore, checks in. Talking to Ben White about post defense as he comes out of the game. Rodriguez in the left corner now to Baumgart. 3-pointers, an air ball, but it goes right to Leahy. Loses the ball between his legs, gets it back to Rodriguez. Joel will try again. Try for 3, won't go. Rebound, Fisher Miedema. Head to Joel. Joel powers up. He and Dew collide, and that's going to be a foul on Dew. And now 4 fouls on the Bulldogs, and Joel Rodriguez, who was very quiet offensively, didn't even take a shot in the game against Sunnyside Christian. And he struggled from the free throw line this year, as have the Irish as a team, shooting just about 50% from the line. Irish got to get a lot better offensively if they want to make a run in the district tournament. Joel hits the second free throw after missing the first. Irish up 7-4. That stopped a 4-0 run by the Bulldogs. Helm dribbles against pressure, hands it off to Cini in the right corner. Now up top to Dew. Dew's pass slapped away by Montero to Rodriguez. Back to Montero. Juan will lay in. They're so fast out front, 9-4. Remember, neither one of those players in the ball game when the Bulldogs hung in there with the Irish before losing 56-41. Now they trap Andrews near half court, and Andrews had his foot on the line, and the Bulldogs turn it over. So Coach Hazeltine working on a little half-court trap there. Gets a turnover. This is the time of the year where you want to start to peak and get some things into your repertoire ready for district tournament play. They swing it to Rodriguez for 3. He hits it. So Joel, after not taking a shot last Friday against Sunnyside Christian, he has 4 first-quarter points. Timeout Bulldogs, 12-4 to sales, 4:44 to go in the first quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So Will Hutchins, guys were down 6-4. The Irish have scored 6 in a row, and he takes a timeout to settle his guys down. As Joe Rodriguez and Juan Montero creating problems for the Bulldogs out front. Helm to Andrews to Dew at the top of the key as they break the pressure. Now right wing to Hugh to Helm. Helm backs in, takes a tough shot, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Rodriguez got an outlet to Montero. They head to Baumgart. They want to run. Baumgart cut off on the baseline, gets it to Montero. Up top to Rodriguez. Joel fires a 3, in and out, won't go. Rebound, Dew keeps it alive, but the loose ball spits out to Baumgart, to Montero, to Rodriguez, back to Baumgart, or to Montero. Now Baumgart with it between the circles. He finds Miedema wide open underneath, who lays it in. Matt Miedema saw his buddy Fish underneath. Asked for the ball back and found him wide open. Fisher's got eight. The Irish up 14-4. Andrews on the left baseline. We've got a block foul. Rodriguez and Leahy were there against Andrews. And the foul on Joel Rodriguez. That's the first foul on the Sails. Andrews has a quick first step. Very quick. The first time he drove and scored as he traveled, obviously. And that, anyway, he's passed inside that time after he got the inbound slapped out of bounds. The Sails packing the lane against the Iron Bulldog inbound play. Right corner to Andrews. Up top it goes to Helm. Back to Sini in the right corner. Lob inside. Right to Rodriguez. Andrews had his back to the ball. Went right to Rodriguez. Bulldog turnover. Baumgart the other way. Bounces it off his leg, but they say... Now the officials are like, did you see who that went off of? I think Baumgart just dribbled it off his leg. And let's see what they're going to... Yep, they're going to go Dayton. So the officials confer and get it right. Sometimes the Curtis Evanenko, one of the officials, he was right next to the play, and it happened straight below him. That's out of your line of sight. And there's Sini. Sini traveled. He got the ball and just took two steps. Oh, boy. How do you not call that? He missed the shot, and the rebound went out of bounds. That's a middle school game travel call. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Irish up 14-4. Montero throws it in to meet him, but right to Dew. Telegraph that pass. There's no doubt where the Irish are trying to go offensively. Helm with a quick three. Won't go. Rebound Fisher Miedema. Outlet to Joel Rodriguez. Joel at the top of the key. Sini bumps into the back of him. He gets it to Montero. No call. Boy, the officials are definitely relaxed on their calls here. There's a pass inside. Knocked away by Dew to Andrews. Andrews pushed on the drive, not on the shot. So Jeff Dew for the Bulldogs, 6'3 senior, playing some good defense in the post. And that stoppage of play after the foul on Montero, that's his first, will allow Coach Hazel time to get a couple players in the ballgame. Jake Wiley, 6'3 junior, checks in for Fisher Miedema. Zach Mahan, 5'11 freshman, checks in for Leahy. Zach had a nice game and a losing effort up at Kittitas, scored 11 points. Some nice looks from three. Anders on the drive after getting the inbound pass. Shot won't go. Rebound. Sini. He powers it up. He's fouled. Nice, powerful play by Taven Sini. A wide body 6'1 sophomore. And the foul's on Matt Baumgart. The Irish have now committed three fouls. Stops the clock with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Sini's first free throw is good. And that stops a long dry spell for the Bulldogs. It was 6-4 early. And since then, the Irish had outscored them, scored eight in a row, but now Sini hits both free throws. So Dayton back within 8 points at 14-6. Left wing pass to Rodriguez up top between the circles to Montero. Against that 2-3 zone, Mahan to Montero to Rodriguez. Pass inside for Baumgart, stolen away. The Sails forcing it inside. The Bulldogs have clamped down defensively in there. Helm tries to pass it to White, stolen by Montero. Montero drives in, gets Helm in the air. Helm fouls him hard. Juan Montero racing the other way, and that's Helm's second foul. Juan will go to the line to shoot two. And Matt Miedema is set to check in for the Irish. Matt, 6'3 sophomore. Matt had 12 points and was our Dairy Queen player of the game when these teams met in December. Juan hits the first free throw. He's got 3 points. Matt will check in for Zach Mahan. And Ben White, starting post player, checks back in for the Bulldogs, as does Alex Jenkins, a 5'6" sophomore for the first time. Juan's second free throw, also good. So the Irish are 3 of 4 from the line here in the first quarter. And they lead it now 16-6. Andrews with Montero on him. Pass right wing to Jenkins. Jenkins with Miedema on him. Pass the corner, knocked away by Wiley and out of bounds. Over near the band equipment for the Irish. Phil Lynch actually giving a little tutorial to Tim Scheel on the guitar over there. Irish will walk it into front court. Mahan passing the wing to Baumgart. Baumgart passes it back to Mahan. Mahan three on the way. He's got it. Zach Mahan has a soft touch and a quick release. He hits a three, and the Irish have opened up a 19-6 advantage against the winless Bulldog boys from Dayton. There's a pass into the high post for Ben White. He's fouled from behind by Jake Wiley. It's kind of a silly foul by Jake. He's standing behind White. No chance to get to the ball. Got to play defense with your feet. And Jenkins at 5'6" will inbound in front of the Irish cheering section. He gets it into Sini. Now to Ben White. White gets it left wing to Anders. Left-handed three on the way. It's an air ball. Rebound tip out of bounds off the Bulldogs. 1:42 to go, first quarter. Irish up 19-6. Matt Baumgart's going to get a break as Bobby Holtzinger, 6'1 sophomore, checks in. Juan Montero, the only starter on the floor for Nick Hazeltine right now. Holtzinger gets it between the circles from Montero to meet him out on the right wing to Montero. Goes baseline cutoff, kick up top to Holtzinger. Little head fake, hands it back to Montero. Up top between the circles to Mann. High post now to meet him at right corner. Holtzinger for three, won't go. Rebound tip. White has it for the Bulldogs. And White outlets to Anders. Anders runs over Montero, and that's a foul. And Juan had the good position, but you've got to give the player a room to take one step. And Juan did not do that. He was right up on Anders. So each team now with five fouls. Juan will sit down with two. And Joel Rodriguez checks in. Juan and Joel each with 4 points. Fisher Miedema has eight. Irish lead at 19-6. So those three guys I just mentioned did not play the first time these teams met. Bulldogs inbounded. It's tipped around and controlled by the Irish. The other way, Mahan for three. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Dew. Dew outlets it to Josiah White, who gets it to Anders. So the three main scorers right now for the Irish, Montero, Rodriguez, and Miedema, are players that did not suit up when these teams met back on December 19th. High post, actually all the way out near the half-court circle to White. Left wing to Dew, shot clock at 10, game clock in the first quarter at 37. Ben White, high pass for Anders. He gets it away from Rodriguez, takes a tough 18-footer, won't go. Rebound by Mahan. Mahan outlets it to Joel Rodriguez. Dayton's got a nice showing of fans to my right. I haven't mentioned that tonight. You know, both their girls and boys are winless, but they made the drive down to support their student athletes. That's nice. The Irish have a nice crowd on hand, too, here on a school night on a Tuesday. Irish will play for the last shot of the quarter. They hand it off to Mahan. He gets it back to Rodriguez. Back to Mahan. We got a whistle and a foul away from the ball with 4.2 seconds left. Boy, Mahan on the right wing. That foul is on the left block on Matt Miedema. So that's kind of a tough one to take, as that had not a lot to do with the final shot that was going to be taken on the right wing. Now the Bulldogs will try to get the shot up. Anders will fire from just beyond half court. No good. The Sails, after leading 6-4 early in the quarter, they outscore the Bulldogs 13-2 in the last half of the quarter to lead 19-6 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Dayton will start the second quarter with the basketball trailing 19-6. into the game right now. And with the ball is Mason Finney, a 5'7 freshman. He gets it to Helm. Helm, Sini, Dew, and White, four starters, along with the freshman Finney. The Irish strip the ball in the lane and come back the other way. Now offensively, Bulldogs hustle back into their 2-3 zone. Holtzinger with it on the right wing. Up top now to Rodriguez. We get to Baumgart. Baumgart, Rodriguez, and Meadham, about three starters on the floor. Along with those three players, the seniors, and two sophomores, Matt Meadham and Bobby Holtzinger. Irish enter into the low block and get a whistle and a foul on Mason Finney, his first. Each team with six fouls. They get into Meadham. He leaves it short in the lane. That was that same inbound play they ran early in the ballgame where he caught it and put it in without coming down. That time he caught it, tried to shoot a little fadeaway. Finney gets it to Sini. Sini right wing to Ben White. To Helm. Helm, baseline jumper is good. From 17, Junior Helm's first bucket. He had 17 the last time these teams played. He's a 6-foot senior for the Bulldogs. They have two seniors on their roster. Left wing with it is Baumgart. Long cross-court pass to Holtzinger in the right corner. Pass in the lane for Meadham. Slapped away by Helm and out of bounds. Junior Helm knocked it away in the lane. Nobody went after it, so Junior said, I'll try to get it. So neither team hustled very well on that play, in my opinion, especially the Bulldogs, because it would have been their ball if they could have got it. 6:47 to go in the first half. Baumgart, lob pass, cross court on the inbound to Leahy. Now up top to Rodriguez. Dante Maieri is also checked in. Leahy and Mary. Meadham misses a shot inside, rebound. Maieri, he misses it. Fisher Meadham gets it, and he's called for traveling, fighting for position. So Connor Leahy and Dante Maieri checked in during that out of bounds a moment ago. And Holtzinger and Meadham have sat down. Sini fires a deep three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped in the corner. Chased down by Finney, the freshman. Now Ben White with it back to Finney. Finney fires a three. Boy, say that 10 times fast. Long rebound to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Dante Maieri, who lays it in. Dante running the court well. Rodriguez found him with a nice pass. Dante's first points of the game. Irish up 21-8. Helm to Hugh. Hugh's pass inside knocked away by Baumgart and out of bounds. 21-8. DeSales with the leads. Sini will inbound in the corner. Gets it to Helm. Up top now to Ben White. They'll sag way off him. Now they get it to Helm. Maieri checking Helm. Now right wing to Sini. Down low to Ben White. Backing in on Miedema. Put the shot up behind the backboard, but Fisher Miedema called for the foul on the low block. That's Fisher's first foul. That's 7 now on DeSales. So the bonus lamp is lit on the Bulldogs side. They'll shoot free throws on every defensive foul on DeSales here for the rest of the first half, which is 5:44 left. The Bulldogs at 6 fouls, so they'll be over the limit on their next one. Ben White hits the free throw. The Bulldogs, a solid 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And have outscored the Irish 3-2 here in the second quarter. Make it 4-2 if Ben White hits them both. It's an 11-point ball game. Ben White checks out, and Chris Andrews, 6-foot junior, started the ball game and is the Bulldogs' leading scorer with 4 points, checks back in. So the Bulldogs hanging around here early. Pass by Rodriguez, slapped out of bounds by Junior Helm. They tried to lob it in for Fisher Miedema. Bulldogs playing much better low post defense after Miedema scored 8 points in the first quarter. Baumgart inbounds to Miedema. He hands it back to Matt. Matt dribbles around the horn, gets it down low to Fisher. Fisher lays it in. So Fisher handed it off to Matt, went down, got in the low block. Matt dribbled left to right around the horn, a little bounce pass inside. Nice assist to Fisher. He's got 10. Baumgart leads the Irish statistically by far in assists. Helm gets a little jump stop in the lane, then has a shot blocked, I think maybe by Maieri. Loose ball, Leahy's got it now to Baumgart. Baumgart will slice through the defense, double pump to the basket and score it. Nice move by Matt Baumgart, his first basket of the game. The Irish up 25-10. They've scored 4 in a row. Helm for 3, long shot won't go. Rebound Maieri, they've got a 3-1. Gets it to Baumgart. Baumgart goes up on Helm. He scores. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul. Yeah. Matt had a chance to pass it off and didn't do it. They had a 3-on-1. He took it himself. And will pick up his second foul. And Tim Warden will check in for the first time for the Irish. Timeout on the floor. 4:48 to go in the half. Irish up 25-10 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Northwest Catholic Men's Conference is the last weekend in February at the Pendleton Convention Center. It's for fathers and sons ages 15 and up. The conference features talks, devotions, fraternity, adoration, plus time for confessions and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Registration details are online at nwcmg.com. That's nwcmg.com. For more information, call St. Mary's Parish at 276-3615. Become the man you were called to be. Attend the Northwest Catholic Men's Conference the last weekend in February. The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. Irish up 25-10. Bulldogs just one field goal in this quarter, just three field goals in the game. They are 4-4 from the line. There's a pass inside by Finney, stolen by Rodriguez. Up court to Mahan. Mahan, Rodriguez, Leahy, Maieri, and Warden on the floor for the Irish after the timeout. Pass inside by Leahy, tipped away, ball's loose on the floor. Andrews has it, and he's called for traveling. The ball squirted loose. Junior Helm dove out of bounds to save it. Good hustle by Junior for the Bulldogs, but the traveling call had already been made. So Tim Warden, 6'3 sophomore, just checked in right at that timeout call. Inbounds it to Rodriguez, to Maieri, to Mahan, down low to Rodriguez. Dumps it to Tim Warden. He's triple team, finds Mahan, 17-footer on the baseline. He's got it. Good job by Tim Ward not panicking when he was triple-teamed. Zach Mahan has a nice, quick catch-and-shoot, soft shot. He's got 5 in the game. Irish up 27-10. Long shot by Andrews. We'll go. Rebound Finney. Finney outlets to Helm. He'll take the deep three and hit it. Helm has scored 5 in the quarter. So after an offensive rebound, the Irish defense was not set, and Helm opened for 3, and the senior drilled it. Rodriguez swing to Leahy against that zone defense. Rodriguez to Mahan. 3 on the way. Got it. Zach Mahan. 8 points now. He had 11 in the loss to Kittitas. He's got a dead eye from beyond the arc. 30-13 Irish. In the lane to Dew. He drives down the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound at Warden. Outlet to Rodriguez. Joel into front court. Dribbles all the way down the lane. Nobody picked him up. Missed the shot. Warden with the rebound. He's stripped. And we've got a whistle and a foul called. And the foul is on Dew, and that will send the Sales player to the free throw line. I'm not sure who is on. I mean, who will shoot free throws, because the Bulldogs are now over the limit. And Timmy Warden's the guy who's going to shoot the free throws. Timmy, we'll see if it's a shooting foul or not. They're trying to figure out with the officials are trying to get there and decide if it was a shooting foul or a rebound foul. Will Hutchins, the Bulldog coach, would like to know as well. The foul is on Dew, clarifying that part of it. And they're saying it's a one-on-one opportunity. So Tim, 6'3 sophomore, will try to become the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh Irish player to score here in the first half, and he does. He hits the first free throw. 31-13 to Sales. Irish boys playing loose, having some fun during Walla Walla Catholic Schools week. Tim hits both free throws. Remember that mass at 8:30 tomorrow morning at Assumption at 8:30. You're welcome to join us. All students, faculty, and staff from grades kindergarten through 12th will be there. Pass unloaded Dew. Dew loses his footing, kicks it out to Andrews. Andrews saves it, drives baseline, stepped on the baseline. Bulldog turnover. They played the Irish tough in December, 56-41, losing by 15. The Irish were missing three seniors in that ball game: Rodriguez, Montero, and Fisher Miedema. The Bulldogs coming off their best game of the year, a winless season, but they actually led White Swan on the road. White Swan tied for with DeSales for fourth place. They were up 30-28 before losing by a score of 69-50, but the Irish are all over them here in the first half. We've got a rebound foul after a Rodriguez miss, and that foul is going to be on Dante Maieri, so now we'll walk the other way. As both teams are over the limit, the letter B lit up in yellow on the scoreboard to my right. Both teams in the bonus. And at the line for the Bulldogs will be Taven Sini, 6'1 sophomore, big kid. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound, Jake Wiley, who's checked in. Wiley checked in for Maieri. Now to Rodriguez, to Mahan. Mahan cross-courts it to Wiley. Back cross-court to Mahan. Left corner to Leahy. Leahy got helm in the air but couldn't find room to shoot. Gets it to Wiley. 12-footer won't go. Rebound, Connor Leahy. Nice offensive rebound. Back up top to Rodriguez. He'll drive down the lane. Dump it to Warden, who lays it in and he's fouled. Nice assist by Joel Rodriguez. Tim was actually setting up to rebound. Joel got himself in the air. Instead of shooting it, he just dropped it to Timmy, who scored it. And the foul was on Ben White, his second. So Timmy Warden, who was 2-for-2 from the line a moment ago, misses the free throw. But Jake Wiley gets the offensive rebound. Goes up strong and scores it. Everything going the Irish's way. They lead it 36-13, 2:09 to go in the first half. The Sales now is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players who've scored here in the first half. Spreading it around. Sini fires a three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Helm with the strong rebound. He's fouled on the putback and will shoot two. Junior Helm, 6-foot senior for the Bulldogs. He plays hard. The foul is on Joel Rodriguez. That's his second. That's now 10 fouls on the Sales. So all defensive fouls now will be 2 free throws. Junior Helm did not score in the first quarter, has both their field goals here in the second quarter for 5 points. Makes a free throw. He's got 6 in the quarter. Warden checks out and Fisher Miedema checks back in. Finney checks out and Chris Fulbright, a 5'4" freshman, checks in for the Bulldogs. Helm's second free throw off the mark. Rebound Mahan. Outlet to Leahy. Backside post play. Fisher Miedema running the floor. A little turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound tipped. And Junior Helm jumped up in the air, going out of bounds, and fired it in bounds to knock it off an Irish player, but slammed it off his teammate Ben White. But the whistle had already blown because Helm had stepped on the end line. So insult to injury there. They get inbounds to Leahy on the inbound play. Three-pointer air ball saved by Wiley to Holtzinger, and Bobby Holtzinger hits the three. Holtzinger checked in, and I didn't catch that. Leahy, Mahan, Holtzinger, Fisher Miedema, and Jake Wiley on the floor. The Irish rolling right now up 39-14. Ben White, 15 feet away in the right wing, now passes it off to Andrews. Andrews drives baseline, puts the shot up over. Miedema scores it. Chris Andrews has 6, his first bucket of the quarter, 39-16 to Sales. Leahy hands it off to Mahan, to Holtzinger on the left wing. Up top to Mahan, stolen by Andrews. Andrews ahead of the pack, lays it in. Nice defense by Andrews. Lazy pass by the Irish. Nick Hazeltine's can't like that. A lazy turnover that led it to a lay-in. 39-18. The Irish up inside a minute to go in the first half. Holtzinger fires a three. He hits it. Bobby's hit a couple threes. That's the fifth three-pointer over the Bulldog zone. We got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. They say the basket's good. And we got a foul called on somebody. And it's on Dayton. It's on Ben White. So the Sales a chance for a 5-point play here. Holtzinger hit the three. Ben White pushing off on the rebound after the basket went through. So now Fisher Miedema will shoot the front end of a 1-1. He's in double figures with 10. So a chance for a 5-point play here for the Irish, with 40.6 seconds to go in the first half. Fisher's front end is off the mark. They won't get the five-point play. Ceney with the rebound. And Will Hutchins trying to had six players on the court. And he's saying, wait a minute. I got six guys out here. As Mason Finney, I think Mason Finney was checking in. And now they're going to let him check in. They should have let him check in before the free throw was shot. He thought he was checked in. He was talking to Will Hutchins, but nobody had come out. So now they have five players on the floor. No harm, no foul, so to speak. Irish up 42-18, a 25-point lead here, or 24-point lead here in the first half. They get in the lane to Andrews. Elevates for 14-footer. Won't go. Rebound, Holtzinger. Now they'll play for one shot. Zach Mahan will run it. Nick Hazeltine looking for execution for his from his guys here to end the first half. Look for Mahan, looking for him to try to get the ball to Mahan. He has it near the half court circle. Now dribbles between the legs, between the circles. Pass right corner to Holtzinger. Cross court pass to Wiley. Wiley for three with 3 seconds to go. Won't go. Long rebound by Andrews. And his shot at the buzzer from half court won't go. So DeSales up 42-18 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
Hey, you guys, I got into the doghouse with my wife the other day, so I told her, honey, I want to treat you to the best of the best gourmet market in town. Let me tell you, she was thrilled. And the next day, I say to her, I say, dear, what say I treat you to the best of the best deli in the area? She was over the moon. And the next day, I say to her, I know I'm forgiven already, but how about you and me go get some of the best Italian food in the valley, huh? Beautiful. You'll never guess where I took her. I'll give you a hint. Buona pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Pizzari's Finest in Walla Walla. Or I wish it was in Walla Walla. Pizzari's Finest in Clarkston. Wish I could head there once in a while. We got to get a Soton back on the schedule. I think I mentioned that the other night. Well, the Sales boys taking care of business here after a tough weekend where they took on a pair of defending state champions, Sunnyside Christian at the 1B level, Kittitas at the 2B level, and it's the complete other end of the spectrum right now. They're taking on a winless Dayton Bulldogs team. They outscore them 19-6 in the first quarter, 23-12 in the second quarter, and they have a big lead, 42-18 at the half. The Irish girls in a similar situation. Coming off a win Saturday at Kittitas, the Lady Irish kept it rolling against the winless Lady Bulldogs in the girls' half of this doubleheader by a score of 41-11. Their defense holds Dayton to just 11 points. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Plumbing problems can bring your life to a standstill until they're fixed. So who do you call? The same people you trust to care for your home's heating and cooling systems. Total Comfort Solutions. Hi, Terry Hall here. I'd like to let you know we now offer complete plumbing services for your home. So what will it take for you to give us a try? How's $49 off any plumbing service or repair sound? Give us a call. Total Comfort Solutions, 509-525-4868, or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
Keeping abreast of local community news, sports, and information in the Walla Walla Valley is now easier than ever with your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Visit UnionBulletin.com and get the best in local sports and photography, plus trusted, need-to-know local news and information, and online classifieds. The Union Bulletin is proud to support the Valley's communities and schools. Join the conversation at UnionBulletin.com. That's Union-Bulletin.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Win a couple $100 gift cards this month, one for you and one for your favorite local charity in the Harvest Foods January Sweepstakes. You can enter daily to increase your chances to win. All you need to enter is today's secret code, and to get that, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll text it right back to you. That's right, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll send the secret code word back to you along with a link to the sweepstakes page. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Holy, those Diamondbacks. We're back live at the half. Irish girl, boys up 42-18. With me is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. Tim's girls, their first win streak of the new year. An exciting win up at Kittitas in comeback fashion, and took care of business against a team you should have. You know, you should beat. They came out, scored the first bucket, but your girls really got under control. They seemed to be playing with a lot of energy, seemed to be having fun. It was nice to see Leslie Arceo back out there as well.
Right. I just think our chemistry is a lot better. I mean, you know, our kids are playing together, and, you know, it started last Saturday. And you know, you're right. They're having fun. They look like they're having fun now. And because of that, they got more energy. They don't get tired. It's been fun to watch, and it's nice to see it happen at this time of year. I wish it had happened earlier, but, you know, at least it's happening now, and when we really want to get on a good run going into the playoffs.
Yeah, we're solid with a good opportunity to get into the district tournament, but you've got a tough weekend coming up. You're playing two teams tied for first, Mathen and White Swan. What are some things you want to see in this final week of the regular season to get ready for district tournament play?
Well, we just want to be able to handle their pressure, and we want to compete really hard and see how we stack up. Those are two of the better teams. They're both probably going to end up in the final 12, and I'm excited to see how our girls respond. We gave Mathen a ball game here. They got us by three, yep, but then we went up and 41. Didn't play very well up at White Swan. So I'm kind of interested to see how we're going to play against those two teams and then how we play back-to-back.
Yes, they're both ranked in the top 10 in the state. It'll be quite a challenge for us.
Yep.
Your girls on a two-game win streak. Nice win tonight. Dairy Queen player of the game.
Emily Ness.
Emily Ness, 17 points scored in every quarter, including three three-pointers. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Okay, the Lady Irish, two-game winning streak. They take on two teams ranked in the top 10 in the state in their final two regular season games, at Mathen on Friday, at home versus White Swan on Saturday. Well, both boys' teams are back on the floor warming up. Okay, the Irish boys in control against the Dayton Bulldog boys, leading by a score of 42-18. We'll have halftime stats and second-half action. We come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
We're back at the half. The Irish up 42-18 in this boys' Eastern Washington Athletic Conference contest. They're huddled up with their head coach, Nick Hazeltine. He's drawn up a play. He wants to work on to start the second half. Something he must have forgot to talk to him about at halftime. Halftime scoring staff. Will Hutchins got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game. Only 4 of them scored. Ben White has 2 points. 2 for Taven Seedy. 6 for Junior Helm. And 8 for Chris Andrews. Andrews and Helm, the only players for Dayton to make field goals. Seedy and White's points are all from the free throw line. The Bulldogs are shooting 5 of 7 from the line. Coach Hazeltine has been able to get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players in the ballgame, and 9 of them have scored points. Very good balance. 2 points for Matt Baumgart, 2 for Jake Wiley, 2 for Dante Maieri, 4 points for Juan Montero, 4 for Joel Rodriguez, 4 for Tim Warden, 6 for Bobby Holtzinger, 8 for Zach Mahan. Zach hit a couple threes. And 10 points for Fisher Miedema. 8 first quarter points for Fisher to get his guys off to a fast start. So Fisher with 10. Montero and Rodriguez each with 4. That's 18 points. That equals the Bulldog totals for the game. Those three players did not play when these teams met in December. The Sales will start the second half with the basketball and that big lead. Rodriguez, Montero, Leahy, Baumgart, and Miedema. They get it in the corner to Baumgart for 3. Shot won't go. Rebound Helm for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Ben White. 12 feet away. He doesn't want to shoot it. Gets it out top to Helm. Helm on the dribble drive. Cut off. Strip by Montero. Gets the ball back. Turns and shoots against him on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Fisher Miedema. Long outlet to Rodriguez. No room to run. Joel now stops at the left elbow. Kick out to Baumgart. Baumgart drives to the foul line. Elevates for the jumper and scores it. Matt Baumgart has been the leading scorer for the Irish, along with Fisher Miedema this season, both averaging a little over 9 points a game. But Matt has been struggling lately. He had a couple big games early in the season, a 24-point effort, I think, and a 17-point effort, but has struggled lately. Ben White will shoot the 12-footer this time. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound Montero. Irish up 44-18. Montero slices to the basket and lays it in. Juan is just too fast for the Bulldogs. And the Irish score 4 quick ones here to start the second half. Scored on the last 2 possessions after missing on the first possession. 46-18. Want to start fast in the third quarter. They get it to Andrews. Passes it back to Helm for 3 from the right corner in and out. Won't go. We got a rebound foul. And that's going to be on White for the Bulldogs. And that's Ben White's 4th foul. The Bulldogs committed 9 first half fouls. The Irish committed 10. White now with 4. Helm and View each have 2. For the Irish, Baumgart, Rodriguez, and Montero each have 2. The Bulldogs lost 4 players to disqualification for fouls the first time these teams played. Finished with 3 players on the floor. Montero shoots an air ball on the baseline, but it goes right to Fisher Miedema, who gathers his feet, lets the bodies go by, and puts it in. Fisher's got 12. Irish up 48-18. Helm drives the other way. A running right-handed hook shot over Baumgart. Athletic play by Helm. He scores it. 48-20 Irish. Got to give it to him on that one. Baumgart was right in his hip pocket. Just a running little hook shot. Went right in. Right wing pass to Rodriguez. Down the baseline to Miedema. Cutter in the lane. It's Leahy. Leahy scores. Connor's first basket of the game. Nice assist by Fisher Miedema. He's going to draw a lot of defensive attention, and Leahy just cut down the lane, got the pass in the lane. Timeout Bulldogs. Irish ahead by 30 now, 50-20 our score when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This marks our 67th year in Walla Walla. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. What does that mean to you? It means we've lasted because we've treated you, our customers, in a fair and honest and consistent manner for 67 long years. We offer great Buicks and GMCs, new and used cars, service parts, and a body shop, all designed to keep you coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The Sales, a fast start to the second half. They've outscored the Bulldogs 8-2. The Bulldogs inbounded down low to Josiah White, and he's fouled. So Coach Hutchins gets a nice execution from his players. Josiah White, 6-foot sophomore, checked in for Ben White. And the foul's on Joel Rodriguez, his third, so Josiah will shoot two free throws. He misses the first one. Josiah's second one is off the mark. Rebound, Montero. Juan will bring it into front court. In the corner for Miedema. Miedema fires a three. It won't go. Baumgart with the rebound. He's fouled. So everybody's laughing there, even Fisher. I can't see Coach Hazeltine's face. He's smiling begrudgingly as his big wide body post player fired up a three. It got everybody on all the players on the bench off their feet. The foul was on Sini. And Baumgart misses the first free throw. Matt's got 4 points. The Irish are 5 of 8 from the free throw line the first half. Second one bounces around and rolls in. Matt Miedema and Tim Warden, a couple sophomores, have checked in along with Jake Wiley. As Juan and Montero and Joe Rodriguez check out, Andrews on the drive puts it up in the lane with the left hand. Andrews has a quick first step and a soft shot, and he's left-handed, which crosses up the defense sometimes, but he went from left to right that time, but then shot it up with the left hand. Very athletic play. Kick out to Wiley for three. He's got it. Jake Wiley hits the three. The Irish are playing loose, having some fun, up 54-22 with 4:50 to go. Their first three-pointer of the second half after hitting five of them in the first half against the Bulldog zone. 54-22. Andrews, a long three, is almost standing on the sideline, and it barely nicked the rim and then goes out of bounds. Andrews was way out there, and he's going to come out of the ball game as Alex Jenkins comes in. Andrews might have thought, hey, I'm coming out of the game. I'm going to shoot her up. And now young coach Will Hutchins going to do some instruction on the sideline with him. Left wing pass to Miedema. Up top between the circles to Baumgart. Pass at the high post to Miedema. Now on the right baseline to Wiley. Wiley, 16-footer, won't go. Rebound, meet Warden inside. Goes up strong, and he scores it. Timmy Warden becomes the sixth DeSales player to score a basket here in the second half. DeSales spreading the wealth. They lead at 56-22, trying to get that offense confidence going as they head towards the district tournament next week. Sini, shot won't go. Rebound, tip, controlled by Baumgart. Matt wants to run. Gets all the way to the baseline, leaves it short. Fisher Meade with the rebound, can't get it, puts it back up and in. Just too big and too strong for the Bulldogs. Irish up 58-22. Fisher now with 14 points. Helm up top, near half court with it. Holtzinger and Maieri getting set to check in for Nick Hazeltine's squad. Sini on the right wing, pass left wing to Jenkins. Jenkins in the left corner to White. Up top to Helm. Helm fires a three, right wing. Bounces around and drops in. Nice soft touch from three, and Junior Helm becomes the second Bulldog to reach double figures. He's got 11. Andrews has 10. Irish up 58-25. Wiley, cross-court pass to Needham, a high post out of Warden. Now on the baseline, it goes to Wiley. Dumps it down low to Fisher Miedema. He lays it in, and he's fouled. Good ball movement by the Irish. They are carving up the Bulldog zone. 16 points for Fisher now. A chance to add to it at the free throw line. The foul on Pew is third. And Josiah White checks out. And let's see who checked in for him. I guess it's Sini. Sini must have been out of the game. Fisher completes a three-point play. Now Fisher will come out, and Myeri checks in. So Baumgart's out as well as Holtzinger came in. So five reserves on the court for Coach Hazeltine. 61 points for DeSales. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Holtzinger comes up with a loose ball in backcourt, gets it to Myeri, not a man. Back to Holtzinger. Bobby, cross-court pass to Wiley. Wiley drives in, lays it in. The defense has become an Ole affair. Let them go to the basket. The Bulldogs not looking good defensively. Irish up 63-25. Got to look at the score by game for the Irish this year. It's got to be close to their highest score already of the season. Sini misses a shot, rebound Matt Miedema. Let's see. The Irish scored 63 in a loss. Myeri misses the shot from the left elbow. Wiley with the rebound. Cross-court pass to Holtzinger. He'll fire the three from the left wing off the iron. Rebound, Andrews has the ball knocked away. He's sore with the ankle, jumps up. There's quite an awkward collision there on that loose ball, and Andrews is irritated. He says, I'm okay. I don't need to come out. Josiah Wyatt comes in for Dew. 63-25 Irish. Holtzinger will inbound it. DeSales lines up four players along the baseline. They get into man. Nobody picks him up. He'll shoot the three. It's in and out. Rebound tip. Ball's loose on the floor. Wiley saves it to man. DeSales out hustling the Bulldogs. Left wing pass goes to Holtzinger. Up top now to Mahan. Back to Holtzinger in the left corner. He'll fire the three. In and out, stays out. Rebound, Myeri. Nice little bounce pass to Miedema, who misses the shot. Hugh Helm comes up with the loose ball. That was a nice interior pass by Myeri. Matt Miedema couldn't finish it. Jenkins to Helm as the Bulldogs have the ball back on offense. Now to Sini, 17-footer on the way. Blocked shot by Miedema. We got a foul as the players are going after the blocked shot. And it's going to be on to Sales. And the foul's on Dante Myeri. Dante's second. Second on the Irish. And into the game for the Irish, Patrick Jones. And that's a crowd pleaser. Patrick Jones, the freshman. We'll call him a 5'8 freshman. Don't have him on the varsity score sheet. And they get it into Ben White. White's straightaway jumper won't go. Rebound man ahead to Holtzinger. Holtzinger got the dribble up a little high, palming the basketball. As unforced turnover there. Nick Hazeltine not too pleased with that. But he looks up at the scoreboard and sees his team up 63-25. Get a lot of guys in the game. Finish positive. A win and no injuries is the goal right now as the Irish head closer to conference district tournament play. In fourth place right now. Top six teams go to the tournament. Ben White from the left elbow hits a field goal. His first bucket of the game. He has two free throws. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Irish up 63-27. High post pass to Miedema to Myeri. Down on the low block to Matt Miedema, who drives and scores. Every DeSales player except Patrick Jones has now scored. Now Holtzinger strips Helm. Holtzinger the other way, misses the lay-in, rebound Ben White, tied up by Mahan, jump ball. Bobby did the hard part, stole the ball defensively, but couldn't finish the lay-in from the left side. Possession in favor of the Bulldogs, and Helm will bring it into front court. So the Tuesday portion of Catholic Schools Week, the main event, the DeSales-Dayton basketball game, and the Irish girls win the first half of the doubleheader. The Irish boys are going to win the second half. Loose ball knocked away by Holtzinger. Patrick Jones picks it up and gets it to Mahan. Now the Irish can play for the final shot of the third quarter, leading 65-27. Mahan holds it at half court. Now deep left wing to Holtzinger. Back to Mahan. We'll see if they try to get it to Jones for a final shot. Holtzinger now drives in with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass to Maieri, and there's a foul on the entry pass into the lane on the Bulldogs. And it's going to be on 33, Josiah White. Fourth on the Bulldogs. Inbounds with 3.8 seconds to Mahan. They leave him wide open. He fires a three. Won't go. Andrews can't get his shot up. 65-27 to Sales. 8 minutes left when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey, Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it like
that. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So Coach Nick Hazeltine has been able to get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players in the game. 11 of them have scored. Patrick Jones, a freshman, gets his first varsity minutes. He'll start the fourth quarter on the bench as Nick Hazeltine has his starting group back in there and we're having some type of a discussion at the scorer's table as to some game management challenges. But that can't be too big of a deal. Everybody's a lot of smiles. Very one-sided game now. The Irish up by 38 points. And they've been very solid. Sometimes in a game like this, you have a big quarter and then a ragged play, but it's been very consistent effort. 19 in the first quarter, 23 in the second, 23 in the third quarter by 11 different players for the Irish. The Bulldogs score by quarter 6, 12, and 9. Irish against the 2-3 zone. Rodriguez, 3 on the right wing, off the arm. We'll go rebound, Leahy, and he lays it in. Connor Leahy gets the offensive rebound and put back. For the Bulldogs, Junior Helm is a starter. He's out there. Taven Sini, Dew, a starter, is out there as well. Andrews, a starter, and the fifth player is Mason Finney, a 5'7 freshman. Sini finds Dew down low, shot, or excuse me, that's Helm who took the shot. It's blocked by Miedema. Fisher controls it, gets it to Montero. The Baumgart on the baseline, back to Montero outside the arc on the left wing. He'll take the three off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Finney. Finney's a freshman in open court, passes left wing to Andrews. 12-footer on the way, won't go. Rebound, Joel Rodriguez flies through the air to get it. Joel's pushing it hard the other way, threads the needle of Miedema down low, loses the handle. Helm's got it. He got it through the defense, Fisher. Couldn't quite put a handle on it. 40-point to Sales lead with 6:45 to go. Finney with Leahy on a pass down low to Helm. Helm loses the ball, saves it, falls to the floor, but it goes right to Baumgart. Baumgart serving the defense, goes up, scores over Andrews. Andrews going to take the charge, and at the last minute, he turned and ducked for cover. Matt went, came down right on top of him, but finished the lay-in in. With the contact. No foul called. 7 points for Matt. Not sure why there wasn't a call there. A lot of contact. Obvious foul on Andrews. Andrews contested 17-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Fisher Miedema to Rodriguez. Ahead to Baumgart behind the defense. He lays it in. The Irish trying to pound the final nail into the coffin. The starters getting some minutes after sitting most of the third quarter. Irish up 71-27. I forgot to look at their highest point total of the season during that commercial. It was 63, actually, in a loss to College Place in the first round of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Tournament. So the Irish have surpassed that by 8 points and in a winning effort. Bulldogs miss. Rebound Fisher Miedema. Now to Juan Montero. Now Nick Hazeltine says, easy, easy. Let's slow down and run a set here. They get to Miedema on the right elbow into the left corner. Rodriguez pass down low to Baumgart. Turn, jump shot, won't go. Rebound, Dew. Dew to outlet the helm. 71-27 to Sales. Now Finney with it. Pass to helm at the foul line. Splits the defense. Goes up for shot. Can't hit it. Rebound, Fisher. Miedema. Miedema hands off to Montero. Nick Hazeltine says, slow it down. So they do to Rodriguez. Back between the circles to Montero. Timeout, Coach Hazeltine. He just wants to get his reserves in the ballgame. 4:58 to go in the contest. Timeout on the floor. DeSales up 71-27 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSN.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Dayton boys winless, and they'll stay that way. Coming into this game at 0-17, the Irish at 7-10, trying to get some momentum in the final week of the regular season, heading to district tournament play. They get it around the horn to Zach Mahan, who's checked in, and Mahan hits a three. He's got 11. So on the floor for Nick Hazeltine, five reserve players. Mahan, the freshman, who just hit that three. Miedema is on the floor. Warden, Wiley, and Leahy. Shot missed by the Bulldogs. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dayton. So we've got juniors, Connor Leahy and Jake Wiley. Sophomores, Tim Warden and Matt Miedema. And the freshman, Zach Mahan. They get it to Warden in the paint. Gets it to Leahy on the left wing. Left corner now to Mahan. Mahan shot won't go. Rebound Leahy. Connor, another offensive board. He's had a few of those in this ballgame. Kicks it out to Mahan. They'll reset. Now Dante Maieri, Pat Jones, Bobby Holtzinger getting set to check in. Mahan, a little runner in the lane, won't go. Rebound Connor Leahy. Another offensive board by the 5'10 junior. He wishes he was 6 feet tall. He's close to it. They kick it out to Wiley. Deep three. He's got it. Jake Wiley in double figures. So Wiley has 10. Miedema leads all scores with 17. That's Fisher. There's a three on the way by little Chris Fulbart Bright, a 5'4" freshman. I've got a couple of fans standing in front of me, and one of them's a big fella, and I couldn't see Fulbright, 5'4" freshman. But I saw the ball go up in the air, and the rebound went out of bounds, so DeSales will get Patrick Jones in the ballgame and Bobby Holtzinger. So three freshmen on the floor. Jones, Mahan, and Maieri, and Mahan throws a wild pass where he thought Holtzinger was, but it goes out of bounds into the Irish cheer section. Bulldogs inbound it, 2:54 to go. Irish up by 40 points. Should be a running clock right now. They aren't doing it, I don't think. No, they stopped the clock. They should. Yeah, they're letting it run. There's a foul on Maieri. Dante getting his money's worth on the fouls. That's his third foul. That will say Ben White, the free throw line. And now they stop the clock. White's first free throw is good. Ben White, the 6'5 junior, has 5 points. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Bulldogs do have two players in double figures. White misses the second. Tim Warden with the rebound. Outlets it to Mahan. So in all the balanced scoring, DeSales has two players in double figures. Matt Miedema with 17 and Jake Wiley with 10. Myrie pass down low to Warden. Warden goes up strong. He's fouled. Dew and Ben White are both there. Helm and Ben White. The foul's on Helm. That's his third. Now, at this time of the game, when these teams met in December, the Bulldogs had already had three of the four players had fouled out in that game. Three of them fouled out at the five-minute mark, the four-minute mark, and the three-minute mark. Warden hits the free throw. 78 points for DeSales. The most points I've seen an Irish team put on the board on the boys' side or the girls' side in a long time. Timmy hits them both. He's got 8 points. 79-28. Into front court. Fulbright with it. Gets it to Helm. Helm to Ben White. Ben dribbles to the right elbow. Takes a jumper off the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Bobby Holtzinger. Now to Mahan. Inside 2 minutes to go. Irish up 79-28. Patrick Jones on the right wing. Up top to Mahan. Swing it left wing to Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the dribble, kicks it to Jones, 17-footer on the way, air ball, leaves a little short. Patrick a little nervous on his first varsity level shot, and the ball goes out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Well, this is a good way to head into the Wednesday portion of Catholic Schools Week. Please, you're cordially invited to join the Catholic Schools family for Mass tomorrow morning at Assumption at 8:30, kindergarten through 12th grade, all students, faculty and staff will be there. Love to have you join us. We've also got that food drive and baby item drive going on all week at Assumption. Got the prayer hour for Walla Walla Catholic Schools going on Thursday starting at 6:30 at St. Francis. And as I talk about Catholic Schools Week, Zach Mahan hits his fourth three of the game. And then Junior Helm says, hey, I'm a senior. I'm going out with a bang. He hits a three. We're in the final minute. The Irish are up 82-31. Mahan has 14 points, three Irish players in double figures. And Jones drives baseline. He steps on the end line. He was being held by Josiah White, and I thought that's what they were going to call. He had Patrick by the arm, but they're not going to call a foul here. In the final minute of a running clock situation. Once the team gets ahead by 40 points, they get down low to Ben White, shoots it off the side of the backboard, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, misses again, battling for the board, gets it back. He's fouled with 12 seconds left. So Ben White, 6'5 junior, playing hard. And the foul is on Holtzinger. That's Bobby's first. So Dayton might get a chance to score the last points of the game. White misses a free throw. Just one field goal in the fourth quarter for Dayton. That junior home three a moment ago was it. As the Irish just all over the Bulldogs from start to finish. White misses them both. Patrick Jones with the rebound. He'll get a varsity stat. Holtzinger with 8 seconds to go in the game will hand it off to Mahan. Zach will hold the ball. The Irish boys will complete the doubleheader sweep with an 82-31 win. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There are too many used car dealerships out there making too many claims and selling too many cars. But those used cars come with too many question marks. In fact, it's a pretty big gamble. With Integrity Certified Used Vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, there is no gamble. The only question is, where do I sign? Every Integrity Certified vehicle comes with a 5-year, zero-deductible warranty and a 7-day, no-questions-asked exchange policy. Not every used vehicle can be an Integrity Certified vehicle. At McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, we only stock and sell the finest pre-owned vehicles and never sell a vehicle as is. Every car we sell comes with an Integrity Certified warranty because we stand behind our vehicles. Shop the extensive inventory of Integrity Certified vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla today and find the vehicle that will last a lifetime. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue and McCurleyToyota.com. Integrity in everything we do for you.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
It's resolution time. Let Grocery Outlet help you stay on track with solutions for healthier living while making your dollars go farther. Like protein bars, powders, and drinks for pre- and post-workout, plus whey protein, detox powders, and more, all at unbelievable prices. Shop Grocery Outlet for variety and savings.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as the gymnasium clearing out after the DeSales girls and boys get a sweep on a Tuesday night. And during Catholic Schools Week, the DeSales boys, efficient from start to finish in an 82-31 win. They outscore the Bulldogs 19-6 in the first quarter, 23-12 in the second quarter, a commanding 42-18 lead at the half. And then they really turn up the defense on the Bulldogs. The Irish scored 23 in the third quarter, held them to 9, scored 17 in the fourth quarter. The Bulldogs just one field goal in the fourth quarter. It was a 3 by Junior Helm, and they hit one free throw for just 4 points in the fourth quarter. DeSales wins it 82-31. Nick Hazeltine, first-year head coach for DeSales, got all 12 of his guys in the game early and often. 11 of them score. DeSales boys gets their best offensive total of the year by far with 82 points. Their previous high, 63 points, and a loss to College Place in the Christmas tournament. Their next closest total, 62, and a win in the first game of the season on November 29th. So on January 30th, 2 months later, in a win, they score 82. A lot of points for the Irish. And defensively, their best defensive showing of the year, holding the Bulldogs to 31. So a nice effort in late January for the Irish as they try to build some momentum heading towards the district tournament following the end of the regular season this Saturday. That's the scoring summary. We'll be back with the individual totals and a look at the Irish schedule of games the rest of this week when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School on a Tuesday night during Catholic Schools Week. The Irish girls and boys get a sweep. The Irish boys win it 82-31 over the Dayton Bulldogs, who remain winless on the year at 0-18. The Irish improved their conference record to 6-6, solidly in fourth place. White Swan was tied with the Irish coming into tonight's game at 5-6. White Swan had a game versus Kittitas tonight, likely a loss for White Swan. So go out on a limb and say that DeSales is now 6-6 in the conference, and White Swan is now 5-7. Individual scoring totals for the game. Will Hutchins' squad for Dayton. He got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game. Only 4 of them scored. 2 for Taven Sini, 5 for Ben White, and then 2 players in double figures. Chris Andrews, a 6-foot junior, 10 points. Junior Helm, 6-foot senior, 14 points. No Bulldogs fouled out. When these teams met in December, they had 4 players foul out and finished the game with just 3 players on the court. So that didn't happen tonight to Dayton. Coach Hazeltine, a very satisfying night for him. I'm sure he got all 12 of his players in the game. 11 of them scored. Patrick Jones, the 5'8 freshman in his first high school varsity action, got a shot up, got a rebound, but he did not score. But the rest of the DeSales players did. Matt Miedema had 2. Dante Maieri had 2 points. 4 for Connor Leahy. 4 for Joel Rodriguez. 6 for Bobby Holtzinger. 6 for Juan Montero, 8 for Tim Warden, 9 for Matt Baumgart, 10 for Jake Wiley, 14 for Zach Mann. Zach's really playing well. He had 4 threes. That's coming off an 11-point game and a losing effort to Kittitas, where he was named Dairy Queen Player of the Game. And then Fisher Miedema, the big 6'2 senior. That's a short listing. He's closer to 6'5. Fisher has 17 points. 8 in the first quarter, 2 in the second, 7 more in the third, as Fisher leads all scorers with 17 points. Well, our Dairy Queen player of the game is going to be Fisher Miedema, I think, with those 17 points. He scored them early when it still mattered. He did not play when these teams met earlier in the year, and his presence was immediately felt against the Bulldog defenses. Fisher scores 8 first quarter points, and then a fast start to the second half as he scored 7 more in the third quarter. So Fisher Miedema, our Dairy Queen player of the game. The Irish are a respectable 9 of 13 from the free throw line, as the Bulldogs committed 14 fouls in the game. The Irish also committed 14 fouls. The Bulldogs 6 of 13 from the line, but just 1 of 6 in the second half. Is understandably so. The Bulldogs kind of looked a little slow and I wouldn't say disinterested, but definitely things weren't going well for them. And as they've had a winless season, they kind of gave up the ghost in the second half. Their concentration level not nearly where it was in the first half. Well, that's going to wrap up the stats for the broadcast. Irish boys improved to 6-6 in the conference, 8-10 overall. The DeSales girls, they went at 41-11 against the winless Dayton girls, improved to 4-8 in the conference. They are solidly in sixth place, which is the final qualifying spot for district tournament play. You actually have to win a playing game against Lyle Wishram. And we'll talk more about that as we head into the weekend and our final couple of conference games. So let's look at the Catholic school schedule coming up tomorrow morning. I've mentioned it several times, the all-school mass. Faculty, students, and staff grades K through 12 will be at Assumption at 8:30 or you're very welcome to join us. And then in the evening, the talent show at DeSales, 6:30 p.m. That's both tomorrow. Thursday, the Holy Hour of Prayer for Walla Walla Catholic Schools at St. Francis Church at 6:30 p.m. Friday, the last day of the food drive at Assumption, food drive and baby items. And also Friday, the basketball teams will travel to Mapton, the Lady Irish. That'll be a challenging night. Mapton's girls ranked number 5 in the state in the RPI rankings. And so the Lady Irish will be a tough test on the road against the Mapton girls. In that one, the Irish boys will take on a Mapton boys team that heading into tonight's action was 1-10 in the conference, 1-16 overall. Then Saturday, the final day of Catholic Schools Week, the final day of the regular season in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference. The first event of the day, Pins, Pops, and Princesses. It's father-daughter bowling at the Bowlaway starting at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Girls in grades 6 through 12 are encouraged to bring their dads, their uncles, any fatherly figure they have in their family to father-daughter bowling at the Bowlaway. And then Saturday night, the final home game of the regular season as the White Swan Cougars come to town. The Irish girls will tip off at 5 p.m., followed by the boys, and it will be senior night at DeSales to conclude the regular season for winter sports. The district tournament will follow in the first full week in February. We'll talk about that during the weekend games at Matheson and at home against White Swan. So on a school night, glad you've joined us. Irish girls and boys both get the win. Please patronize our great sponsors, especially as we get headed to postseason play. There are broadcast fees and extra expenses that go along with broadcasting postseason basketball. Without our great sponsors, we would not be able to pull that off. So please patronize their businesses and thank them. Thank you for listening, of course. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Mark. And with that, we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.